Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
We're starting on time. It's incredible.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, guess who was late? Rude! I know! But, like, not rude, because I'm pretty sure everyone here would be like, definitely Nicole.
Oh. I don't know. It's a toss-up. We're both late, people.
I mean, we were both late.
This is true. Thank you for your patience.
Yes, thank you so much.
I fucking put in Largo Concrete. And it took me downtown. And my car, my Tesla's brought me here before. And I was like, you're not smart enough to be like, we're gonna go to the place we've been to before, not Largo Concrete on a Sunday night.
Maybe your car was like, ooh, adventure.
Yeah. Ooh, a new place.
I can't wait to get some concrete.
Yeah. But
that's so wild. I'm so sorry.
I didn't notice until I was like super close and I was like, this doesn't seem right. And I was like, what the fuck?
I also feel like you don't really pay attention to your surroundings when you drive, because downtown is so much different than where we are currently. You said downtown and I said God bless, because I was like, ow!
No, that's fair. You're so correct. I really don't pay attention. It's dark outside. It all looks the same to me. Streets.
It all looks the same to me. Streets.
It's just streets. I don't know. I never know where I'm going. That's why I trusted the computer. Never again.
You really don't ever know where you're going.
Uh-uh.
And it's really funny.
Yeah.
We'll be like a block from my house and you'll put my address in. And I'm like, how do you not know?
I don't know. I've always had a bad memory with directions. Like, even when I have a vivid memory of getting my driver's license and the instructor was like asking me, how do I get home from school? And I was like, I don't know. And he was like, you don't know. He made me feel so stupid. He was like, well, you don't know how to get home.
Guess what?
From school.
You're smart. You saved yourself. Why'd that grown-ass man want to know how to get home from school?
You are so right.
Why'd that predator
want
to know
how
you get home from school? That man was trying to come to your home from school.
He shouldn't be asking a minor where they live.
I have never asked a minor where they live. I'm not interested.
No, I have no reason
to
know.
Wow.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
My brain was helping me out.
And ever since then, you said streets are streets. I'll never let them know.
Because everyone's trying to get me. Everyone's trying to figure out where I live.
And you're not telling a soul.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's wild. That adult man,
thought of it like that. It was driver's ed.
And he said, how you get home from school?
But I think it was like, one of those things where, like, the driver's ed teacher was also a different teacher, too. Because I remember him being in my life more than just for this session.
Wait, what? You were...
You know how sometimes, like, the gym teacher is also, like, the health teacher?
Oh, yeah, but I thought that was, like, always. Because they're like, yeah. Physical body fitness and fucking menstruation.
I guess I don't know what other thing he would have taught, but I just feel like I definitely had him for more than one class.
Wow, okay. Wait, did you do driver's ed through school?
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't. Did everyone here do driver's ed through school?
It's a mix.
Why is it different per state or city or schooling zone? What is it called? A district.
District, yeah. I don't
know. Why is it different? That's so weird. Like, my mom had to, like, find a school, and then I had to go. It was, like, Middletown Driving School or something.
Oh.
And then on Saturdays, I would drive around in a Toyota Corolla with, like, this woman who, like, also had brakes on her side, and I was like, do you not trust me? And she was like, no. Which I thought was, like, rude.
Maybe I need to ask my mom, because I don't remember that kind of car. Was I just in my teacher's car? He's like, how do you get home? I'm like, I don't know.
He's like, oh man, this afternoon's a bust.
He's like, I was so close.
Wait, did everyone else have, like, in the car, was there, like, shit over there in the past? Yeah. So she heard.
I mean, I came out unscathed.
Yeah, because you're like, I don't know.
I'm too dumb to be a
no, sexualized. Not dumb. You're not. That's the wildest sentence. I guess I was just too dumb to be sexually assaulted. And for that reason, you must go back to therapy. Make the appointment tonight.
Do we need to introduce ourselves at all?
Who are we? That is
great question. I'm questioning everything now.
Well, I'm Nicole Byer.
And I'm Sashir Zameda.
And you're very smart.
Thank you so much.
You're wonderful. And this is a live episode of
Best Friends. We got Kimmy on the keys.
Hell yeah!
Is Jordan here?
Is Jordan here?
Jordan's in the booth!
Jordan's in the booth! The piano's over there! The curtain's back there!
There's a screen right there!
The answers are that way!
That's important.
Yeah, it is.
Today was also a bad travel day. Not just for home to here, but I also flew from Indiana, and I missed my damn flight.
Mm-mm.
And I thought I was better. Mm-hmm. I used to miss many flights. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that I've grown, and I was like, I'm a better person. I can catch my flight. That did not happen this morning. And I just did not set my alarm. But I got drunk last night.
You did?
I did.
That's fun.
That is fun.
Yeah, so you had a nice time.
I had a nice time, and I thought I could have a nice time and get up early.
Mm-mm.
No, I just need to set my alarm before I have the nice time.
Mmm.
I didn't do that last night.
That thought has never occurred to me. I'm usually just like hammered in my bed being like, okay, well, I mean, 8 a.m., let's do that.
Yeah, I'm not good at math sober, so I can't expect myself to look at my phone and be like, yes, we have this many hours.
Well, use your fingies.
Yeah.
Midnight one.
But even still, I'll always miscalculate and be like, because I don't take into account traffic or like how much time it takes for me to pack.
Oh.
All that other shit.
You gotta pack before, I guess the moral of this story is you gotta do everything before you get drunk.
Yes, yes, yes. I did nothing. All my stuff was scattered. I was fully in the bed like this. All the lights were on. And I was like, and I woke up 10 minutes after we started boarding. It fucking sucked.
Dang.
Yeah. And then they called me, which was
Delta
so nice.
Called you?
They called me from the gate and they're like, are you here? And I was like, I'm on the highway. And they're like, oh. It's too late.
Wait a minute. Delta called you from the gate?
Yeah.
This has only happened to me once when I was trying to deny you first class. they called you to be like, hey, you coming?
I guess just to be like, we want to make sure you're in the airport before we close the gate.
Has this ever happened to anyone else?
Maybe because we're Diamond Divas?
Oh my God, we are Diamond Divas. Thank you for clapping.
Thank you.
Yes, we are. But yeah, they never, I guess I've been making my flights lately.
Good. And that's great.
Yeah, I was really blessed to make my flight back from Syracuse last week. But all the men I talked to were weird. I sat down, snuggled up, put my little coat on over me, and the man next to me was like, comfortable?
I don't like that.
And I said, yes, thank you so much for checking in. And then I put in my earbuds, I pressed play on A Star Is Born, put it on the loop that you taught me to do, because that's all I can listen to in the sky. Because I am a star, and I love Bradley Cooper's gravelly voice. So then I like slept for the whole flight, woke up, and when I was leaving, or no, we landed, and the man next to me was like, slept good, didn't you? And I said, yes, thank you so much. And then as I was getting off the plane, the flight attendant was like, are you okay? You slept the whole time and we didn't see you. And I was like, I can sleep on planes. I don't really like traveling. And then when I got in my car, I was like, oh yeah, I moan in my sleep.
Like, so are you okay?
Yeah. Like, I put a big furry leopard print coat over my head and was just going,
She's like, she's joining the Mile High Club all by herself.
Imagine? I just rolled up a Sky Mall magazine. And was just like furiously fucking myself under my seat. And you know they don't clean those planes. The next person's like, Sky Mall! Oh, why is it stuck together?
Well, you could just put it in one of those puke bags after.
No. No, sharing is caring.
Spread the love.
Spread it.
There was one time, I think I told you about this, there was one time I was on a plane and I was fully asleep and the stewardess, flight attendant, because we don't say that anymore?
Yes. Don't get canceled. It's a flight attendant.
The sky person.
Why isn't it steward? Oh, because that's gendered? The
yes.
Steward? That's a man, I guess?
Steward?
The stew.
Steward. I guess flight attendant. Was very attentive to me, which is very nice. But I was like, wow, she like loves me. And then I was on my way to the bathroom. And she's a black woman, and she was like, I just want to make sure that you're comfortable, because, like, we don't get a lot of us in first class, and now everyone cares about us and our needs. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you so much. And she's like, I'm going to make sure you and your husband are well served. And I was like, my husband? And I didn't realize, but I was sitting next to a black man who was a stranger. So she just assumed that we were married. And I was like, oh no, it started off so good.
Uh-huh. Oh my, that's wild.
She's like, I got you, sister, you and your man. I was like, oh, but okay, thank you. And then I didn't correct her either. I was like, okay. And then I went to the bathroom and I just like, fell asleep again because I didn't want to like pretend like I knew this man. I was just like, I'm gonna tap out of life for the rest of the flight.
I love that. She was like, I want to take care of her. Now I'm just gonna make wild assumptions.
Because they also have our names. Our last names are not the same.
You are an independent black woman who kept her last name.
That's true, yes.
That's probably what she was thinking.
Yeah.
I was on a flight and I was sitting next to a fat black lady. We didn't really look alike, just like shared fat, you know? No, like our faces were very different. She was like, I don't know, a couple shades lighter. Like we really just didn't look alike. Mm-hmm. And the flight attendant was like, hey, what does your sister want to drink? And I said, I don't know, you better wait for her to wake up. You know, he can't wake her up, she's gonna get mad. And then when she did wake up, the flight attendant said something insinuating that we like knew each other and we both like laughed. And I didn't know how to be like, oh, it was just funny. We don't know each other.
Yeah.
But I just like let it go and I hope she's doing well.
Yeah, you check on your sister.
Yeah, I lost my sister. Somewhere, you know, in Atlanta. She was connecting somewhere else and yeah. I guess coming here, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, flying, fun but not fun?
I don't think it's fun.
Oh, you don't think it's fun?
I like going to places.
Me too.
But I don't like the flying
part. But you
gotta
take, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But what about when you get a lie down seat?
That is great. But even still, not a bed.
What?
Not a bed.
Okay, here's the thing. I just found out I don't sleep on good mattresses. So like airplane lie flats, I was like, this is just as good as my bed.
Oh no. Yeah, we gotta get you a better mattress.
I thought all beds were like rocks. Like, I don't know, like.
No.
I've only slept on like hotel mattresses that were like super mushy. And yeah. I was like, well, that's not for me. I'm not trying to sleep in lumps and bumps.
Sure.
So I sleep on my slabs. And I my back hurts every morning.
Oh no, yeah, that shouldn't be.
That's what I've just learned.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I did just get a new mattress.
Oh, good.
Thank you. And you better believe I ordered two by accident.
What?
I was checking out and I was like, this fucking mattress is so expensive. I was like, I can't believe we're all spending this money on comfort. And then when I looked at the order, it was like, bitch, you got two.
Did they already get delivered?
No, I then had an email and I was like, oops, I fucked up. Mm-hmm. I bought two instead of one. Ah. And then this man, Max, called me three times and then left three messages. And then emailed me like three times. And then the last email was like, we refunded you, we figured it out. And I was like, yeah, I told you, I fucked up and ordered two. I only want the one. And then he was like, you can call me back if you want. And,
oh no, he's email, lonely. Max is lonely.
Should I call Max back?
Yeah, he called you three times. He really wants to chat.
I guess, I don't know. I was just like, I don't need another friend, okay?
Yeah, I get
that. I got what I need, which is a mattress.
Yeah, I understand
that. But boy, oh boy, was it a fucking journey.
Yeah.
Also, what the fuck does plush mean?
Squishy? Soft?
No, because there's like a soft option. I took one of those sleep quizzes. It was like, do you like it plush? Do you like it soft? And I was like, the fuck? What is plush and what is soft?
Kimmy, do you mind looking up what is
plush?
Yeah,
what's the difference between plush and soft?
Let's take it to the web.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't know there was a difference.
Me either.
And what were the other options? Like past plush and soft, like hard, medium, like what were the other?
I think there was firm.
Mm-hmm.
Plush, soft, maybe airy? No, that can't be.
Airy. Crisp?
I don't remember the other ones. I just distinctly remember plush and soft, and I was like, these are synonyms.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, so we found a plush mattress has a thick and cushiony comfort layer. Softer beds respond well under minimal body weight and have luxuriously soft feel.
This wasn't as good an answer as I thought it would be. I'm gonna keep working on it.
Huh.
Wait.
So it has like a pillowy top? Also, wait.
Is plush for the fats and soft for the thin?
Yeah, wait, can you scroll back up? I wanna. Softer beds respond well under minimal body weight.
And you get to feel luxurious as you're fucking tiny. Plush is thick!
I just
pun too hard and my wig almost fell off. Wow.
Yeah, I guess they didn't want to specify, so they were just like, if you have minimal body weight, a softer bed's for you.
That's so fucked up. Okay. Well, I hope I got plush.
Pillow top mattresses are very soft, the fluffiest on the market. Okay. Comparatively, plush ones are way firmer, but they aren't as firm as a firm mattress. I don't like these terms. So if you love the sinking feeling of a softer mattress, go for pillow top. Do you like the sinking feeling?
I don't know. I'm just trying to like sleep good.
Yeah.
That's just where I'm at right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I just like want to be like, and then like wake up the next day and be like, my back doesn't hurt.
That's ideal for sure.
But I'm thinking plush?
I think plush might be right.
Oh my God, I cannot believe it. I was just like, that was too much.
Oh, we have, what's the difference between plush and firm?
There's more to the plush versus firm mattress debate.
This is a debate?
There's a whole debate?
It's simply how they feel to the touch. Okay, benefits of a firm mattress, even weight distribution. Okay, sleepers who have a tendency to roll around through the night. I do wake up in one position and usually started off in a different one. Mm-hmm. Okay. What? You sink into a plush one? Lower back support? Wait, but my back hurts.
Well, you need lower back support then.
But I don't like a firm. I've been sleeping on rocks and it's not good. Wait, improve circulation? Am I not circulating? What the fuck? This is too much. How did you pick your mattress?
How did I pick my mattress? I honestly don't remember. I think I just looked at a bunch of reviews, and I know I don't like soft.
Mm. But you're so thin.
You're right. Softer's for me. But I do like, I think I need the back support, so I do like it a little firmer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I pick my mattresses by going to sit and sleep because I laughed really hard when I passed the store. Because I was like, mattresses, sit and sleep. Well, I guess those are the two things you do on a mattress.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what was that meeting like to name the store?
You're
like, come on, I sit a lot. I'm like, no, just sleep. And they're like, there's already sleepies. Like, what was it?
I love it. Like, it's gotta be two things. Lay down and roll over? No.
Like, no, this is not a dog company.
People be confused.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Should we play a game?
No, yeah.
Or a quiz?
Play a game?
I guess.
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Sashir, what game have you prepared for tonight? Who are you, fucking Jigsaw from the Saw movies? Would you like to play a game?
I don't have a game.
I wish you did.
I'm trying to think if I do. Okay.
Oh. I don't know why I made a fist. You said okay, and I went like that.
Are you gonna hit me?
I don't know. I didn't know what kind of game we were playing.
I'm trying to, wait, I need to think if I remember this. Okay, I think it's like you say, I hate blank.
Oh.
And then there's another part.
Okay. And it can be anything in the whole world?
Yeah. I may not remember this game, but let's try.
Okay. I hate pickles.
Okay. Kimmy, you do it.
I hate spiders.
Okay. I don't think I did this right.
Well, what do you think comes next? I mean, I have no idea what game this is.
Because then there's supposed to be a part where you go, I love, and then what you said, hate, but then in bed. But then in... So, like, I love pickles in bed.
And I love spiders in bed?
I did it wrong. I don't
know this game Sashira is trying to play?
No. I did it in college, and it was hilarious. But I can't remember what it was.
It's okay. No, it's okay.
I did so bad.
No, you didn't. You did really good.
I'm going to ask my friends when I get home. And
you're going to ask your friends when you get home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully they remember.
Okay. Well, we could do a quiz.
Yeah, let's do a quiz.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
You had a rough, long day.
My brain is all over the place.
It's okay.
Okay.
Your Tesla tried to take you downtown.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your most toxic trait?
Oh, no.
No, we don't.
We don't need that
tonight. Okay. You might be trashy for other reasons, but are you fancy based on your taste bud choices?
Sure.
I mean, I think I know my answer. My favorite ranch is Kraft. So, like...
I think my taste buds are pretty trashy as well.
Okay, choose your breakfast.
Avocado toast.
Cereal.
Croissant.
Granola.
Pancakes.
Uh-oh.
Acai.
Thank you. nice, thank you. It's not what I was gonna say.
I know.
I'm gonna say avocado toast.
I would say croissant.
Yeah?
I like an airy bread.
You do.
Choose your snack.
Fruit bowl.
Granola bar.
Pringles.
Oreo.
Candy bars.
Salad.
Wait, snack?
Interesting.
I'm just gonna snack on my fucking candy bars. That's interesting. Wait, I don't want any of this shit. I mean, I'm not choosing fruit. Who chooses fruit? I'm not choosing a granola bar. What are you kidding me?
I choose granola bar.
Don't you dare. I'm choosing Oreos. Those are yummy. But you can have your granola bar.
Thank you. There was a moment in time where I would just eat like a bag of Doritos and Oreos for lunch, like almost every day. This is when I worked in this clothing store in Nolita, and I would just pick it up at the bodega next door and eat that. Was I healthy? No.
Yeah, but like, I don't understand. You're truly, I've said this to you before, you're the fattest person I've ever met in my whole life, but yet so thin. Like, you truly, I've truly seen you eat the amount like a grown man who's like 6'4 and 300 pounds eats. And
I'm a growing girl.
But truly afterwards, you'll be like, I'm still hungry. Is there chips here? I don't know where you put it. It's truly incredible.
I don't know. Maybe that's why firm mattresses work for me, because the mattress knows on the inside. It knows my true self.
It's like, oh, she a fat ass in her heart. Oh, I know what you're choosing for lunch. Yeah, my friend's probably gonna choose that hot dog. But there's shawarma.
There's a hot dog.
Salad.
Burger.
Just some.
Why did they phrase it like that? Just some plain bread.
Tacos. Here's the funny thing about just some plain bread. I feel like we all have someone in our lives who would just eat some plain bread.
For sure.
And be like, satiated. I'm gonna pick burger.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick the hot dog. I can't deny myself of it. Choose some sweets.
Donuts.
Sour worms.
Macaroons.
Just candy? But all of it's candy. Oh, I guess not all candy. Whatever. Candy.
No, but candy's pretty vague. I'm with you.
Thank you.
Supportive. Gummy bears.
Cookies.
I'm choosing cookies.
I also want cookies.
We love cookies. Choose your dinner.
Soup.
What?
For dinner.
Who the fuck is just eating soup for dinner?
What about one of those like Progresso cans? That's like, they have like stuff in there. It's like more, it's like a heartier soup. That's like potatoes sometimes. Or you're like
for
chicken.
Dinner? And you're not gonna eat anything else?
What if we had a big lunch?
Soup's not real food. Soup's not a meal. Soup is hot broth with chunkums. And like, sometimes you're satisfied. I don't like soup.
Yeah, I know.
Spaghetti.
Sushi.
Pizza.
Champagne and steak. Wow.
Nutella?
Oh, no.
Who's just scooping Nutella for dinner?
I mean, probably a lot of people.
For dinner?
Sometimes you don't have stuff in your fridge.
Postmates. That's wild. Okay, I'm choosing champagne and steak because she bougie.
I'll do spaghetti.
Okay.
Choose your dessert.
Tiramisu.
Brownie.
Ooh, ice cream.
Macarons.
Macaroons again? What is it, sponsored by Big Macaroon?
They sponsored this test.
Skittles.
Doritos? Did I put this together?
I mean, yeah, this is pretty fucking wild.
All my faves.
Okay, I think ice cream's a tasty little treat, so ice cream.
Tiramisu.
Yeah.
This is Sashir.
I'm 100% fancy. You're bougie, and even your taste buds know it. Keep doing you. Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
And this is Nicole.
We're both fancy? There's no way. I don't
know. I don't defund BuzzFeed. That was a bad quiz.
Yeah, it was a bad quiz.
Because they put the ring, like just bread, Nutella for dinner, that we would get the opposite thing. We would be not fancy if we said those ones.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I feel like there wasn't a good scale for this.
I don't think so either. Should we answer questions?
Yeah, sure.
You think it's time?
Does it, Kimmy, do you think it's time?
Kimmy, is it time?
I think it's time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So we're going to answer some questions that people have written in or called in.
Yeah.
Their friendship-based questions. And then at a certain time in the show, you guys can also ask questions.
Yes.
So think in your little brains.
Some of them might have big brains. Some may have medium brains.
I didn't mean to assume what size your brain was. Think in whatever size brain you have.
Yes, and when you come ask your question.
And then the mic's over there.
Yeah, but be sure to denote your brain size before you ask the question.
Say your name, how big your brain is, and where you're from. Okay, we have an email.
Okay, hello everyone. I had a question for Nicole. Okay. Oh my God, if you were standing on top of a building and there were two identical people both claiming to be Sashir, how would you figure out who the real Sashir was?
And I'm guessing in this scenario, you have to kill one of us?
Why would you add that?
Well, we're on top of a building. Are you going to push one of us off?
I don't know. I figured, like, I'd go to dinner with the real one. I don't know.
Wait. I guess it just felt like a very, like, epic movie moment.
Okay, on top of a building.
Yeah.
Oh, I would go, what food did I throw against a wall?
But I feel like there's many documented conversations of us saying.
Do you not remember?
Bacon.
Oh, okay. I was like, is it you?
Of course I would know what it is. It's the thing that we all know. What did you say?
Imagine you were like, turkey. And then I'm like, ah!
You just shoot me? Oh my gosh. Oh, it reminds me because we have an episode, I think, that's called Nicole Throws Bacon Against the Wall. Mm. And I did an interview, and the person was asking me about our podcast. And she was like, yeah, your episode titles are interesting. They're like, Sashir has a hot dog problem. Nicole's riding an alligator. Like, just, and I was like, it's really embarrassing when you read it back to me. And she was like, this is your stuff. And I was like, look, I don't know. We just go.
This is your stuff.
This is your content that you're putting
that
out there.
I mean, sometimes you repeat things that I have said out loud back to me, and I'm like, oh, no. Okay, how would I figure out if it's really you? Okay. I'd be like, but like if you answer it, it goes on the record, and then a fake Sashir can listen to it.
We'll just save this one, and then...
And then I'm like... And then what if they come? And then they know because I said it here.
But then, are you crying? I'm sure you could think of a different question in that scenario. You could say a fake one.
I'm having trouble because I can only think of the one question. So what if I'm on top of the building and there are two of you and I'm back to this moment and I'm like, I only have the one question?
I'm sure you could think of another question.
Okay. You don't call your dad dad or daddy. What do you call him?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a good one,
right? That's a good one.
It hasn't been documented anywhere, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, great.
I won't
don't
say,
say
it.
It.
I won't say
don't
it. Say it. To ensure my safety.
Okay, so nobody else can ask hypotheticals that stress me out. Yesterday, I got so stressed out, my, like, shoulders were by my ears, and my hands were like this, and I truly didn't notice, and I was like, oh, no!
Oh no.
And I was like, oh, okay, that was bad.
Oh boy.
I feel the same way right now.
Yeah, yeah.
That person, oh boy.
Yeah.
They really stressed me out.
Yeah, but we figured it out.
Okay, thank God. Yeah.
Sashir, do you have an answer for the reverse or should we move on?
Yeah, there's two of me.
Oh boy.
This makes me feel better. Which one of us is real?
Okay, all right. I would ask, what's the best gift I've ever gotten?
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, great.
Okay. I think fake Nicole could figure that one out.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
It's tiny chairs. Nicole gives me a lot of tiny chairs. Okay, then I would ask.
See, it's tough.
Yeah.
And like the clock's ticking.
Gosh. I don't know. This is hard.
I know. Now you understand why I started crying. We can come up with one later.
Okay. I'm going to come up with one later.
Okay.
Okay. Pass.
Okay. Oh, God, this is a chunk. Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I love the podcast and thought I would try writing in. I have other heavier friend issues, huh, now that I could ask about. Oh, okay, but I thought I'd keep it light. Okay. Call me whatever fake name you choose. Fred. Okay, I have a friend, let's call him Kenneth, that I met at a party in college. It's a fun story. He walked me home while doing an Elmo impression the entire time, but had to stop midway to take a shit in some bushes. Anywho, he's always had an interesting sense of humor, and sometimes he says things that are a little bit out of pocket, but I have him explain it, it usually makes sense. Lately, he's been in a very unfulfilling relationship and has expressed to me his need to get out. He will literally just text me randomly, I need out. The problem is that they live together and his savings have been depleted because he's been paying for his boyfriend's rent due to his financial instability. Because Kenneth feels so stuck in this, he has on more than one occasion expressed that he wants to do things like go out and flirt, get on Tinder and have a one night stand. He's always saying he's joking and won't do it, but he jokes about it so often. How do I tell him I cannot support him cheating on his partner without him getting defensive? Should I tell him? I just believe cheating is an awful thing to do, no matter the situation. Thanks, guys. Side note, on the weird humor thing, he keeps sending me distasteful videos and memes about little people that I don't appreciate. How do I tell him to stop without being a buzzkill? Love ya, Fred. Dang. Are you okay, Sashir?
It just made me cringe. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Well,
so she has heavier issues than this? Just light? She kept it light for us?
Uh-huh. I mean, with the little people memes.
She can send the emoji with the woman with the crossed arms.
I mean, that's one. Another's just being like, hey, little people are people. I don't like this.
I sent you a video. I won't say what it was, but it was like, maybe we won't find it funny, but I found it funny. And you were like, I don't think this video is for me. And I was like, noted. And I didn't send you any more of those videos.
Now I'm dying to know which video it was.
You know what? That's my question on the roof. Which video did I send you that you did not like?
All right. Okay. You're going to have to tell me what it is after the show.
I will.
Okay, perfect. I love this. We have secrets. Just being like, this isn't for me. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole cheating thing, I think it's okay to be like, hey, I don't support it, and I really don't want to hear your thoughts about, like, you actively cheating. Mm-hmm. I think you have to make a choice. Uh-oh. I heard,
I
Okay, I have.
You want to cheat? You think cheating's good?
Wow, you're putting words in my mouth.
I didn't even say anything yet. I have had friends who have cheated.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I have judged them harshly.
Mm.
But then I could see that really what they needed was support.
Mm.
And sometimes cheating is a reflection of something else going on, which could be a bad relationship or lack of love in some other areas or self-love or, you know, there's multiple things. Or just they're bored and need a change in their life and now they're upending everything. Who knows? There's multiple reasons why that happens, but I don't think it's like a hard line, like black, white, bad, good. This is off the table completely. And this is your friend, and they're being very vulnerable by even saying this out loud, because I'm sure they know this is wrong. So they're like already feel icky about this. And so I think to maybe like cut this off and be like, I don't want to hear it completely, will make them feel really lonely.
Mm.
And maybe it's best for you to listen, even if you don't agree with it. And you can voice you don't agree with it. But I think maybe closing that door completely is not helpful.
Should you be a therapist? That was good.
Thanks.
I'm very much like, no! I'm an extremist.
Yeah.
A second grade teacher called me that, and that's what I've been living by.
I'll show you. I'll be an extremist forever.
Okay, so I feel like we solved that.
Yeah, I think you did good.
Thanks. Yeah.
Should we do audience ones?
I have one more, and then we can do audience
questions.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I love the podcast. It's amazing. So my question is about my best friend or my former best friend. So I used to be really close friends with this girl. And then over time, we stopped talking as much and she stopped answering as much. And we actually used to do a podcast together and she kept flaking on it. And then eventually I was like, hey, do you even want to do the podcast? Like, it kind of hurts my feelings when you're always flaking on it, because like that's our main way of like talking and hanging out, because she does live in England, so I don't get to see her, so we do get to kind of see each other through the podcast and like have these conversations. So she's like, yeah, let's stop doing it. And then a couple weeks later, he ends up starting her own podcast without me. And she was telling me how the podcast is too much for her. She's too busy for it. She can't do it with me. And then she ends up making her own podcast and has a bunch of guests on there and is very consistent with it. So I was like, okay, like you could have just told me you're not a big fan of like making the podcast with me and hanging out with me. And she doesn't really like answer my messages. And when she does, like, the conversation immediately dies out. So, yeah, it's kind of upsetting. And the last time I talked to her, I basically was like, hey, I'm sensing that you don't want to really be my friend or talk to me. And she goes, sorry, I'm really just at a point in my life where it takes me 3 to 5 business days to respond to anyone. It's nothing personal. So what should I do in this situation? I don't know. This is wild. As Nicole would say, this is wild. Thank you for your help in advance. I appreciate you guys. I love the podcast. Adios.
So just in case any of that was unclear, because it's hard to hear it, basically has a friend, they had a podcast, friend started flaking, friend said, I'm too busy, made her own podcast without this person, and then when our listener or our caller complained, the friend was like, it takes me 3 to 5 business days to get back to people. This is on you, not me. And so our friend, our caller is hurt.
Yeah, that is truly wild. Like, that is wild.
Three to five business days?
So I can't text you on a Saturday nor Sunday?
I mean, Max is a better friend than this person.
Yeah.
The mattress guy?
Yes.
He called me three times
in one day.
And he's
and
a business.
Emailed me. Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't business day.
Yeah, but he works for a business. This is just a person.
Yeah, you're right.
She could just respond.
I mean, I want to be like, cut her off, kill her. But like, can't do that. I mean, I don't know how you deal with someone who says it takes them 3 to 5 business days to get back to somebody. You're not a business. You're a bitch with a podcast.
Some people shouldn't be friends and work together. Mm. Not us. We're great.
Yeah, we're great.
But I wonder if the person in London, is that where they are?
Mm-hmm.
If maybe she was getting stressed out by the podcast.
Also, time difference.
That's a factor. So it's like, not only does she have to probably talk at an inconvenient time for her, but also I think she was just getting maybe stressed out and was just like, I want to do a podcast, but not like this. And so then maybe she started her own on her own terms where she can schedule
in her
it on
own
her
time
own
time zone.
In her own time zone, yeah. And I've had that. I've had friends where it's like, we started doing a thing together, or I don't know, just something that's not outside of the friendship where it's like more professional or something. And if I am starting to like not like it, I miss the friend time. I kind of retreat, and that's not great, but I can see this person being like, oh, I'd rather just like dip out as opposed to being like, I don't want to do the podcast. I'd rather just call you on the phone.
So maybe it's like, that is the answer. England doesn't want to do the podcast with America. So America should just be like, hey, like no hard feelings. We don't do the podcast. Do you still want to like Zoom or something?
Yeah.
Or talk on the phone where we don't talk about the podcast anymore. Like that ship has sailed or whatever.
I think it's a good idea. Because what I wonder of the last correspondences they've had, how many were just about their friendship? Like, were they all about the podcast? Because then I wouldn't want to respond either. So maybe, yeah.
Oh, maybe she's talking business days because the podcast was business.
She's like, I'll respond to you in 3 to 5 business days about this business.
But if you would like to talk to me about friendship,
I'll get right back to you.
Open.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, yeah, so if the caller wants this friend to still be a friend, maybe just be like, maybe we were better off friends and not work partners.
Yeah. I'm also stuck on this time difference, doing a podcast with someone in England.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, that's not inconvenient. It's not convenient for either of them, I'm sure.
No, because I train with my trainer, Ben, and he's in England. And we'll do like, 9 a.m. is his nighttime. So, you know, if you do it too late in the day, it's like slumber time.
Sure.
And that's how time zones work.
Yes, absolutely.
Solved.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Okay. I hope everyone has thought about their brain size and their questions. There's a microphone over there. Feel free to come up to it, speak into it. I don't know.
Yeah, people, yes. That's what you do. You come up to it and you speak to it.
Oh my God, no questions. Okay, have a good night.
There's someone coming.
Hi.
Hi, y'all. So I have a question. I have a friend.
What is your name? Oh. Where are you from? And what is your brain size?
What if they don't want to say their name?
Oh, just kidding. You don't have to say your name, but what's your brain size?
I don't mind saying my name. It's Matthew, and my brain size is regular.
Okay.
You don't know that. Have you seen other brains?
No, I don't even think I've seen my own. I've never had a CAT scan or anything like that. My question is about my friend who is a bit of a late bloomer when it comes to dating and sex, which is fine, which is great. But she's interested in starting to date, just a little scared. And I'm wondering what's the best way to encourage her, help her, support her.
Is she on any apps?
She is on apps. And she's afraid to message anybody or respond to messages.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, you could like message together, like show me who's talking to you, and then like help her craft the messages. That's always fun.
Help her write. That's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's a really good idea.
Cute.
Yeah, just like sit down and swipe with her and be like, let's like respond to some of these people.
Yeah,
and then be like, yeah, tell him you want to choke on his dick. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Like,
just dive head first.
But like maybe you come up with some cute like opening lines. I can't think of anything like nice right now. But like just have them like pre-thought out a little bit and be like, what about this? What about that? I think that's nice because then it like takes the pressure off her. Has she been on any dates?
None yet, no.
Oh, okay. Well,
I feel like the longer she waits, the like scarier it gets in her head. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just. Yeah. Oh boy. I was gonna be like, just tell her that it's terrible and it won't get better.
It's hard because I can't honestly say to her, yeah, dating is awesome.
Maybe.
I mean, it is fun.
Is there like a group hang scenario where if she does want to meet someone in person, be like, well, our friend group is already doing X, Y, and Z. If you bring that person and they suck, like at least we're here as well.
And we can kill them.
And we can kill them.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And if they are enjoying their company, they can like
let him live.
They can like go off and have their own date.
Sure.
So maybe that can help start.
Yeah,
I
think the process.
I think that's good. Yeah. I think that's good.
Okay,
I like that.
Thanks.
Good luck.
That's right. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Cleveland, I guess large because I got a big head.
Okay, yeah. Large brain, yeah.
From Los Angeles. It's pretty much a coworker question.
Yeah.
How do you navigate being friends with somebody that you have great chemistry with face-to-face but they rarely text you back and or leave you on red alone?
Oh.
I mean, no judgment, but people who leave the read receipts on are mean monsters. They are the meanest people in America. I couldn't imagine.
Somehow my phone accidentally did that. And maybe just for you, I don't know, but you're like, are your read receipts on? And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't know what's happening. She's like, stop it! You're like taking screenshots of it saying red. And I'm like, I don't know why it's doing that.
And it's really upset.
It really spun you out. And you want to be friends with this person outside of work?
Oh, well, at this point, I don't care anymore, but it was just a question. Because, I mean, you get tired of it, so it's like the moments pass. It's just.
Are you like texting like jokes or like?
Jokes, music choices, just like random stuff.
Oh, yeah,
Whatever, you know.
So, yeah, how,
how is the relationship in person?
Oh, it's great.
And it's just like a lot of tee hee hees, ha ha ha's?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe they're not good with texting. Like, and I know that's like an excuse, but like some people are genuinely not good at it.
Yeah.
And like leave their phone places. Like I have ADHD, So sometimes I'll just like leave my phone somewhere and not look at it for like a couple hours or whatever. So maybe it's a thing where it's like, if you're good in person, so maybe set up a hang. Like, be like, do you want to get a drink or a taco? Or some bread, you know?
It's a risk, but at least it would have to answer.
Yeah. But also you could do that in person if they're an in-person person.
Yeah.
So like...
corner them at the water fountain.
Yes. Yes.
Like, what's up? You want to hang or what? You get my text? You get that meme I sent? For the little people? Maybe that's why they're not responding. Are you sending little people?
Yeah, is that what you're doing?
And they're like, oh, I don't want to I don't want to respond to this. But yeah.
Corner them. No, but I do think asking them in person would be better than texting, because texting leaves a door open for them to be bad and not respond to you. But yeah, next time you're at work, just be like, hey, do you like sports or something? No, do you like sports?
No, I don't.
No. What do you like?
Concerts.
Boring stuff?
Orange stuff?
No, boring stuff.
Boring stuff.
Oh, boring stuff. I mean, I was on board. I was like, go to a vineyard or something and get orange contact-skinned wine.
That sounds great. That's
but yeah,
a really
I don't
idea.
Know. Think of like, well, don't say boring stuff. You're not boring. Nobody's boring. I just don't believe that. Some people are just not for you, and that doesn't mean they're bored. Whatever. Okay, what is one thing you like?
Poetry.
Poetry!
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, invite them to like a poetry
reading.
I love that you knew that that's not what I was gonna say. I was gonna say a poetry slam.
But that's also a thing, yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, invite them to a poetry slam.
I got a funny story about that, but I don't want to take up y'all time.
I need to know. What's your funny story about a poetry slam?
No, I already invited them to it.
Okay, that wasn't funny. Devastating, but not funny. Okay, what is your second thing that you like?
Wait, so what was their response? They said no?
No, they said we were a couple, they never showed.
They said they couldn't, they never showed up? This is not your friend. You
that's
actually don't want
friend.
This person to be your friend.
That's not your friend. You do you know not what? Leave people unread, and you do not say you're going to the poetry slam and
no.
not slam.
No.
No, you deserve someone who like cares about you, because it's not even about interests at that point. It's like, this is a human being that I made plans with.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna like not show up. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Let's give us their address. We're gonna get them.
Yeah. Find different friends at work. This person.
This one's not, this mm-hmm. one's not it. You're too great.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Emily. I'm from LA. And brain size, I'm thinking like cantaloupe size.
Oh, wonderful.
Just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So my best friend of 15 years is going to be moving away and leaving. So I wanted to know what you would do for a special like send-off, like celebratory last weekend.
Go to Vegas. Go to Vegas, see Magic Mike live, and then go see the Thunder from Down Under in that order. Because one is slightly more disappointing, but maybe more fun. I think just like have a wild, fun time in Vegas. I love Vegas.
I love
go
Vegas.
See a show.
Yeah.
Like I don't know, who's there?
Katy Perry's there.
She's got that big toilet. I really want to go.
Yeah, I want to go too. Yeah, do Vegas weekend. Or if you don't want to like leave the state, there's like places like go to Palm Springs, Ojai, there's places around Joshua Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy nature together.
Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a little trip.
Vegas sounds great. We've already done it like 3 times, so what's the 4th time?
But did you do Magic Mike and Thunder from Down Under in the same weekend?
We didn't do it in the same weekend, but we've done Thunder from Down Under twice.
Okay.
You do have to do Magic Mike.
Yes.
Okay. So this is our new plan.
And yeah. I'm yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, this is our last one, right?
Yeah, I don't see anybody
else. Hell yeah.
Great.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sashir.
Hi.
I would say that my brain is petite size.
Okay.
My name is Avalon. It's nice to meet you guys finally.
Yeah. It's so nice to meet you. If you're not familiar, Avalon has left us several voicemails, and Avalon is so wonderful.
Yeah.
What a delight.
Well, I have an update on Brian.
Fucking Brian?
Fucking Brian.
Fucking white Brian. Okay,
fucking like white Brian. Brian.
Yeah.
So if you guys don't know, Brian called me a fat Mexican while we were having sex. Well, I told him that I was into like dirty talk, and he was like, you're a fat Mexican. I was like, oh my god,
that was
I need a firm mattress, like, you know. But he actually hit me up on Friday, and I was feeling really demonic.
Oh my god, come on.
So I was like, hey, like, I'd love to hear you out, like, let's go out for dinner. He took me out to dinner, paid for everything.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what, Brian? I do not forgive you.
Wow.
Wow.
To his face.
Yes.
To his face.
What did white Brian say?
White Brian was like, you don't get it. Like, my life is this, whatever. I was like, you know what, Brian? Like, we're done with dinner. I've had dessert. I'm going to go. Like, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yes, Avalon.
I love that. Yeah, because you don't have to give somebody.
No.
You don't have to accept someone's apology just because they gave it. You're allowed to say no.
Yeah, but you can accept a free dinner.
Absolutely. 100%.
Wait, where did you guys go?
I do not recommend it. He chose it. Aloha Grill in HB, Huntington Beach.
Oh, Aloha Grill.
Get this. They had an item on the menu, and okay, trigger warning, racism. The Oriental salad.
Here's, okay, my query about the word Oriental. I know we don't say that about people. Not good, not right.
Right.
But do we still say it about the rugs?
Yeah, rugs are still Oriental, yeah.
But is that okay?
I honestly don't know. Have no idea.
Okay.
Should we ask some rugs? How do you feel about this?
Oh no, we gotta get you to sleep. I do love that you did not accept white Brian's apology. Like, I, Avalon, I love that.
Yeah. Did you say, like, don't contact me again?
Well, I blocked him on everything, like, right afterwards.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I never meant to make you feel that way. And I was like, you know what? Like what you said, you don't get to apologize for something that you've done that's, like, to that level. So
yeah.
I was like, I'm not talking to you anymore. Bye.
I'm so glad.
Yes,
I'm so glad.
I'm glad, too.
And that's nice closure, too.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I had a question about a friendship that I have.
Absolutely.
Yes. So I have a friend. Her name is... Oh, I shouldn't say her name.
Unless you want to put her on blast.
Her name is Rebecca. Just kidding. I don't... That's not her name. But her name will be Rebecca for tonight.
Okay.
Rebecca is like a really nice friend. I met her pre-transition.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of known me before and afterwards. But whenever we meet new people, whenever she introduces me to people, she always like is like, hi, like, this is Avalon. She's trans.
No, why?
Oh.
That's not her business.
Yeah, and I noticed that, like, she does this primarily when there's, like, men around.
Oh.
Rebecca, what is this internalized transphobia happening?
Do you think Rebecca is trying to keep all the dick for herself?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, tell Rebecca the dick is for sharing.
The dick's for everybody.
Yeah, you can't just steal all the dicks. I think it's okay to be like, hey, Rebecca, my name isn't Avalon who is trans. Like, it's just Avalon and period.
Yeah.
We don't have, you know, I'll tell people when I'm good and ready. Because she's essentially outing you and that's not...
Yeah, it's not okay.
Nice. Or not outing. That's not a right way to say that. Telling your business, like, that's rude, you know? I don't tell your business anymore. I used to volunteer information all the time.
This is very true.
It's not good.
Yeah.
And I changed, and I think Rebecca could change.
Yeah.
Well, she's actually right here. I'm kidding. No, she's not here.
Oh my god. I would have loved it.
That would have been really funny.
Oh my god.
She's like, oh my god, I didn't know this was bad.
Yeah, I mean, also, I'm sure this is also new for her. So maybe I would hope she's not doing this like for any malicious reason. I would hope that she just like is clueless. That's my, you know, best case scenario. So I think it's totally fine to be like, just so you know, I don't like this. Mm-hmm. And then if she continues to do it, that's weird.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I added nothing.
That's fucking weird.
Fucking weird.
Yeah. Fucking weird.
Yeah, I think have a conversation and be like, stop.
Yeah, because you could do it to her and be like, this is Rebecca. She's
a bitch. I love you, Rebecca.
Ooh, baby, that was good.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that.
Yeah, it's like, thank you so much, Rebecca, and she's a bitch.
This is Rebecca, she's a nosy bitch. Yeah, I think it's, yeah, just have a conversation. Yeah. You're like, girl, stop it.
I'll try.
Yeah. Okay, will you call us and let us know how it
Please.
How it went?
We love your calls.
Yeah, I'll call her like right after this.
Okay, oh, and then call us.
And then call I'll us. Call you guys Give right after this.
Honestly, put us on three-way. Yeah. Okay. We'll be silent.
Uh-huh. You guys can unmute and be like, you're a bitch.
And another bitch. Yeah. She's like, why are you guys yelling at me? Well, it was so nice to meet you.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you guys too.
Yeah, thank you.
Well,
we did it.
Thank you guys so much for coming out.
Thank you.
That's Tashir.
That's Nicole.
This is Largo.
That's Kimmy. That's Jordan. Thank you so much for coming. Have a good night.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out.
Yada yada.
And bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.